This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. We will conclude and finish 10 Zion Amud Beis 16b, the third section, the blue text. Yesterday, in a string of arguments that Kushi means distinguished, just like somebody else is wonderfully distinguished, Bnei Yisrael are called the sons of Kushim. Now, B'chi Kushian, Kushim Shman, or their names Kushim, Alo Yisrael Shman, they're called Yisrael, they're Jews. Ela Ma Kushi Mishuna Be'oro, just like someone from Kush is distinguished, recognizable by their skin. Af Yisrael Mishuna B'maseh Mikol HaUma, so too the Jewish people are different, recognizable in their actions from the rest of the nations. Okay, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmini. So Rav Shmuel ben Achmini says, Amar Rav Yonasan, the name of Rav Yonasan, my dechsiv. Right, what does it mean? When the Pasuk says, Ne'um David ben Yishai. Right, we're sticking with the David HaMelech theme here. And this is the speech of David, the son of Yishai. Ne'um HaGever who come out. Right, and this is the speech of the person, right, who was placed upon, who was raised up. Well, what in the world does that mean? So Ne'um David ben Yishai, this is the speech of David ben Yishai, Shekhekim Ula Shal Tshuva, who raised, right, the bar of repentance. So he brought repentance through his actions, which actually, if you look in the Navi, is really the theme of David HaMelech's life. He was a great master of Tshuva. Amar, and he said, Elokei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, right, Moshel Ba'adam, Sadiq Moshel Yirat Elokim. All right, so this is the Pasuk. Right, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he that rules over men must be righteous, ruling in the fear of God. All right, so that's a mouthful of a Pasuk. Micah Amar, the Gemara says, what in the world does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Hachik Amar, Amar Elokei Yisrael, right? The God of Israel said, Li Diber Tzu Yisrael, this is what the Rock of Israel said, Ani Moshel Ba'adam, I rule over man, because I'm God. Mi Moshel Bi, right? Who rules over me? As, right, when we say Kibayachal, as if somebody could actually say this. Tzadik, the Tzadik rules over Hashem Shani goes there in Gezerah, Umavata, that I set a decree, and it's how they can be nullified that decree. Right? That is, I would say it's a Hasidic source in nature, except that the Gemara precedes Hasidus by well over a millennia. A lot to unpack there, well beyond the scope of the podcast. So even though I'm tempted, I'm going to bite my lip and we'll keep going. Next, Pasuk. I was just going through some of the Pasukim by David HaMelech. Ele Shmot HaGiborim Asher LeDavid. Right, these are the names of the mighty warriors, the giant, the Giborim that David had. Yoshev, Bashevet. Right, these are the names. It was Yoshev, it was Bashevet, it was the next people. We'll see the continuation of the Pasuk later on. So Micah Amar. What is the Pasuk saying? Right, those are strange names. Right, name your kid Yoshev, name your kid Bashevet. That's weird. So Amar Abi Abau. No, Rabbi Abba says, this is what the Pasuk means. You have to reread the Pasuk. The Ele Shmot Gevurotav Shel David. These are not the names of David's warriors. These are the names that describe the greatness of David. They're not people, they're descriptions of the greatness of David. Yoshev Bashevet. What does it mean? Right? It's not two different names, but Yoshev sitting in the Shevet. What does that mean? And how does that describe greatness of David? B'shashaya Yoshev b'yeshiva. Right, when David was sitting in the yeshiva, I'm going to have to bite my tongue here, but I'll throw out a teaser. Right, this is the rabbinic transformation of David from poet warrior to Talmid Chacham. Theme that runs throughout the Gemara. Tongue is bitten, on we go. Or lips are bitten, whatever it is. Lo ha Yoshev agavi karam k'sasos. He wouldn't sit on pillows and whatnot, and chairs, El al gabe karka, rather he would sit on the floor. Right? Why would David sit on the floor when he's teaching in the yeshiva? The chol kama dehabe rabbe, right, when ira haya irikayim, as long as his rebbe, right, David HaMelech had a rebbe, Ira haya, the Ira, the Ya'iri, when he was alive, habe masni lulu rabban agabe karam uchsasso. So he would sit on pillows and chairs, and he would teach all the rabbis. Kinoach nafshe, when Ira haya'iri died, habe masni David rabban. So David took over as the Rosh Yeshiva. Habe yasim agabe karka, but he would sit on the floor because he didn't want people, he was very humble. He didn't want people to think he was the great Rosh Yeshiva. I forget how you allow a king to sit on the floor. Many, many questions, but I bite my lip and we go on. So Amar Leisim, they said to David, Leisim Mar, Karmik Sasa, why don't you sit on, right, the your pillows and the chairs? So Lo Kibal Alai, but he didn't accept it. He refused. What a humble, fabulous, wonderful Talmid Chacham Rosh Yeshiva. Right, Tach Kimoni, that's the next of the names in the Pasuk. So Amar Rav, Rav said, how does that describe David? Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Hovil b'hishpalta atzmecha tehei kamoni. Right? Tach kamoni, tehei kamoni, you'll be like me. Since you humbled yourself, literally lashpil, as you put yourself down on the floor, you'll be like me. Shani gozer, examiner, that I set a decree, v'atan, you David mevatla, you can nullify it. Rosh HaShalishim, the head of the, right, the Shalishim of the troops, right, that is read as Tehei Rosh L'Shalosh HaNavot. You, David, will be the head of the three patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hu Adino HaEtzni, right, he is Adino the Etzni. But that's not a person in this, right, interpretation of the Pasuk, it's a description of David. What does that mean? Shaya Yosheh Ba'osek Ba'Torah, when David sat and learned Torah, David HaMelech was a steiger. Hayimaden atzmo kitolat. He was as soft and humble as a worm. Ubishah shiyotel melchama. Right, but when, right, that's the adin. That's the soft. That's the sweet. That's the humble. But when you go out to war, hayamaksha atzmo keitz. Right, he would be strong like a tree. Adin haetzni. Adin in the Beis Medrash, eight in, right, the fabulous Hezder, right, David HaMelech was not an Rosh Yeshiva, but a Hezdernik, huh. Al Shmona Me'ochalo B'Pam Achad, that he would, right, he would wipe out 800, there'd be 800 corpses with one shot from David HaMelech. Shayezorei Chetz, he would shoot up an arrow. U'mapil Shmona Me'ochalo B'Pam Achad, he would wipe out 800 enemies in one fell swoop. That's quite a shot. But he would sigh and feel bad that he didn't take out 1,000, right? Not because he was a bloodthirsty guy, but because the Torah says that one person will chase 1,000. Why didn't he merit that description in the Torah? Yatzabat kol miyamra, the heavenly voice comes out and says, Rak bidvar uriah hachiti. David HaMelech, you don't get 1,000. Because of your conduct with Uriah Hachiti, right, Bathsheba's husband, who you had led to his death. Okay. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Rei de Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akko. So Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Chia, right, the person from Kfar Akko. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, send the name of Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Simloi, send the name of Yaakov Bar Acha, son of Acha, the name of Rabbi Simloi. Some say it's Rabbi Tanchum Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Some people say it's Rabbi Tanchum and Rabbi Yehuda. And some say Amar Rav Huna L'chudei. Rav Huna said it by himself with no tradition. What in the world is being said? So that you got to come back tomorrow. This concludes our learning for today and this week. I'll leave you one more teaser. Just take 5 more seconds, and that is, right, how do you conflate or get this Gemara, which says that David suffers because of its conduct with Uriah Hachiti, right? How does that deal with the Gemara that says that David HaMelech didn't sin? That is a fascinating discussion. Another time, please come back. Join me tomorrow.